This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number three. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've pretty much had calls all night, and on the one hand, that's really good because it means that we don't necessarily have to dig into our show prep. But at the same time, I know that it annoys Conan when we don't get to talk about stories.
Because my stories are the best. I want to talk about virtual reality.
I like
You're
that.
You're a little biased, but you and Chris both brought in a very similar story. So we're going with that, and you can pretend to be in virtual reality while we discuss Ralph Nader.
I'm not going to pretend. I know I am.
You put on your headset and listen and experience this in 3D. This comes from The Blaze.
But can I taste the number yellow?
Probably.
Okay.
From The Blaze, and this references a long interview in the Pacific Standard, and believe me, The Blaze article's a little easier to digest, but the headline is, Ralph Nader blasts, quote, sensitive, unquote, Black Lives Matter activists, and, quote, absurd, unquote, trigger warning campus culture. Five-time presidential candidate Ralph Nader apparently takes issue with certain behaviors prominent on many college campuses today. According to Nader, who sat down for a wide-ranging discussion with the Pacific Standard, Donald Trump's rise to the Republican nomination for president is, in part, the result of increased sensitivity on modern American college campuses. Nader characterized the cultural shift by noting how, quote, repressed, unquote, white male construction workers who like to flirt used to stand on a corner and whistle at the pretty lady, but they can't do that anymore.
The pretty ladies used to like it.
Exactly. Quote, multiply
did
that.
The pretty ladies like being whistled at?
You better believe they did. That's why they were wearing that costume that they were wearing, the outfit.
There we go.
They loved it. And they love to get slapped around, too. I learned that on Mad Men.
Multiply that across the continuum, Nader.
You can send hate mail to, what's your email address, Conan?
I'm not giving it out. I got to find me on the Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
Send hate mail to Conan.
Multiply that across the continuum, Nader said. You can't say this about that, and you can't say that about this. And the employer tells you to hush, and perhaps your spouse tells you to hush, and your kids tell you to hush. A lot of these people grew up on ethnic jokes, which are totally taboo now, he continued. They used ethnic jokes to reduce tension in the 1930s, the 40s, the 50s, and they'd laugh at each other's jokes and hurl another one. But it still flows through ethnic America.
I know. I remember back when I was in, I think, junior high, one of my friends had a copy of like 101 tasteless jokes, and they were broken up by the different groups that they would make fun of.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's genius.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then George Carlin died.
Yeah.
He was like the last bastion.
George Carlin didn't die when I was in junior high.
No, what I'm saying, that's where this all ended.
It's been a slow path, and I think it starts with the progressive. Well, I won't say that.
Teddy Roosevelt.
The triggerers.
Yeah.
I need my safe space. You're hurting my feelings.
And then there are the people.
And I need an award for everything that I do.
And then there's the people that need a safe space from safe spaces and a trigger warning before someone says trigger warning.
Yeah. The phrase trigger warning triggers me. I'll tell you that.
Yes. That's a good point. Yeah. I am triggered by white privilege, by trigger warning, by safe space. All these things make me angry because I was tougher than that growing up, and it hurts me that the kids these days they're so soft and easily triggered and easily pushed around. It's horrible. I mean, they're really turning our people into zombies.
Yeah. The article continues. From there, the famous liberal activist set his sights on so-called trigger warnings, which he called absurd. He described today's young men as far too sensitive because they've never been in a draft. Not sure I'm with him on that one.
I don't agree with that.
They've never had a sergeant say, hit the ground and do 50 push-ups, and I don't care if there's mud there, Nader commented. And I will say that, you know, regardless of whether you were in the military, Conan and I both served, whether you're in the military or not.
That's why we're so tough.
Well, when we were growing up, I had football coaches and teachers that probably, you know, phys ed teachers that abused us.
Yeah, I wasn't
just as bad as anything else, but you can't do any of that anymore either.
I wasn't shocked by any of my drill sergeants. I had been yelled at by track cross-country runners and soccer coaches.
Oh, absolutely.
And I had a couple of teachers, you know, who would, they would stop what they were doing to yell at us.
True story. Anybody who may be from Ione, Oregon may happen to remember this, but there was a, maybe it was urban legend, maybe it wasn't, but it was only supposed to have happened a year or two ahead of me, but where one teacher threw a kid down a flight of stairs because he was mouthing off in class in his desk. And knowing the teacher, it wouldn't surprise me. And knowing the alleged kid, it wouldn't surprise me either.
And got away with it?
But there was no getting away with it. The kid was acting up. And
well, no. The kid definitely didn't get away with it.
No, he's saying the teacher got away.
The teacher continued to teach afterwards.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. We had all kinds of crazy stuff.
Those were the good old days.
All right, let's go. We'll get back into this article, hopefully. But let's go to the phones where we have Dennis calling in, I believe, from Illinois. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm from Sarasota, Florida, not Illinois. But I fell in liberty because I thought I was a Republican first, but I just didn't exactly fit in. I kept having questions, and one of the biggest questions was, why are the laws needed? I had a friend that pointed that out, that you don't need a law to tell you don't do heroin.
Or to throw a rock through your neighbor's window.
Yeah, this guy, Jorma, that I knew growing up in Sarasota, he used to always ask me a question. I said, well, what about abortion? You know, I think abortion's wrong. He's like, you're free to think that. Do you want it to be a law? And eventually I started thinking, no, I don't really want it to be a law. I want someone to have a choice because I want them to go about it freely. Obviously, I don't have to agree with it, but at the same time, I don't want it to be a law. And Republicans want it to be a law, so I don't fit in the Republican Party. And that's when I finally found out that I'm a libertarian. Nothing that I really agree with, the Republican Party agrees with.
You actually brought up one point, and as far as the libertarian community is concerned, it's probably one of the biggest concerns, because when do you draw the line? When does that life become a life? And because we're all about protecting the minority, protecting the individual, when does that life become an individual that needs to be protected? I mean, we can't go around killing each other. So that's a big one as far as libertarians are concerned. And I know the Republicans and Democrats are always arguing about it, but it's also a big argument within the libertarian community.
Well, one thing that libertarians generally agree on is that the government should not be involved at all.
Right.
So, you know, like there's the whole thing of when does the person become a person, but there's not necessarily the discussion that goes on between Republicans and Democrats of what law should we have that says this.
Right.
Right. Their solution is to la it up.
Yeah, and this is where I'm definitely with a caller, and I was in the same boat. I spent literally decades in the Republican Party, and I was active. But then you hit a point where, and for me it was after 9/11 and when we had the Patriot Act and things like that, where it's like, you know, hold on, my party is supporting basically all these intrusions of privacy. You're violating the Fourth Amendment here. Why are you doing that? And then I hear Republicans sort of waffling on the Second Amendment and saying, you know, maybe we do need some sensible gun laws, or the First Amendment saying, you know, maybe we do need to restrict some speech that may be hateful. And I'm like, you know, a friend of mine.
And now it's 2016, and guess who the representative is?
Yeah.
A progressive Democrat.
Yeah. But what kills me, and this is the best way I ever heard it put, and this is coming from a Democrat friend of mine who said, you know, I didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me. That kind of sums it up, for me anyway.
Dennis, thank you for the call, and of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we have the Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And hopefully, we'll get back into the Ralph Nader Safe Space article here on Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And are you tired of government murdering people around the world? Well, then you should stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you right now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
That's right. Don't use those prepaid credit cards because of them ERADS systems in Oklahoma. Use the Bitcoin.
Right.
They can't take your Bitcoin.
I saw that story, sitting there going, guys, if you honestly need to hide money for whatever reason, you just don't want anybody to have easy access to it, yes, use cryptocurrencies. Why would you not?
I don't know. It's easy to use. And a lot of people are like, I don't want to use it because I don't understand how it works. Well, I don't understand how the internal combustion engine works, but I still use cars.
But it does. There is a little bit. I mean,
yeah, but how? Yeah,
there's a little bit of a learning curve with Apple Pay and Google Wallet.
Exactly. And neither of those have experienced, massive critical mass of people using them yet because they do take some time to get to understand. So I get that. I just, for people that are involved in Liberty, it's one of the easiest things to do is to talk to your friends about Bitcoin and demonstrate, show them how easy it is to load up a wallet. You can go to your app store on Apple or iOS and you can load something up in seconds and demonstrate how you can move money back and forth.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
And you could buy a dozen eggs from Conan.
You could.
For $3.
And I wonder what Ralph Nader would say about Bitcoin on college campuses.
Oh.
Because we know that he's not a fan of safe spaces and trigger warnings.
Ralph Nader probably isn't having, he doesn't even have an email address yet.
He's pretty savvy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's
He's not into the Clinton camp where I'm talking about the old man who only sent one email in his life.
No, I want to continue with the story
though.
We got a little bit. It's not much left here, but additionally, he's concerned with young adults, shorter attention spans, and frequent internet activism that rarely turns into legitimate action. According to Nader, young Americans are drowning in petitions, noting how often activists send followers to change.org. Among the most notable activist groups Nader focused on was the Black Lives Matter movement, which he said has become so sensitive to injustice, unquote, that, quote, they don't see any response to their work, unquote. He also noted that, in his view, the oneness of their success depends on the media. What will happen when the press turns on them? He asked. The press finished off Occupy. The minute they were ejected, it was no longer news. Not that they knew how to organize anything. Not that they knew how to take any advice from the 70s and 60s. So I think he's got some really good points there. I mean, I think as wonderful a tool as the internet has become, it has taken away the human part of activism for a lot of people. It's really easy to
change your Facebook icon.
Yeah. Now I'm going to put pink over it this month, or red, white, and blue for France.
That's some moral self licensing right there. You've done your work for the week, and now you can go back to watching Game of Thrones, and you're good.
But Game of Thrones only lasts an hour, not an entire week.
There's lots of other options on Netflix.
Right, and you can talk about any Netflix show, but you're never going to come close to challenging the time sink that social media becomes.
Right, but I just want to sort of take offense with something that Conan said, where basically it sounded as though you were implying that if somebody watches Game of Thrones, they're not doing anything to wind up making the world a better place.
No, what I was implying is I would rather be watching Game of Thrones than anything else. Because it's fun, and there's boobs.
Yeah, and that's good.
And activism is hard. It's work. It involves you waking up, getting out there, getting bloody, getting dirty, and maybe even breaking out of your cognitive dissonance, which is hard to do for many, many people. There are lots and lots of things that are much more attractive, and so that's why people put their heads right back down in the sand. It gets nice and warm, and they don't have to worry about anything anymore.
And I think that's where Nader's going with this. I mean, he really talks about two issues, people being way too sensitive, just because now it's easy to hide behind your keyboard and flame away and troll people or, you know, talk tough.
Or call into a radio show.
Or call into a radio show or whatever it happens to be.
Say weird, outrageous, outlandish things.
But when we were growing up, and this isn't one of those, oh, when I was your age.
When I was your age, you know, I was driving to school up and down both hills.
Uphill.
Yeah.
But we don't have that interaction where, you know, it was, you know, your teacher, you know, smacking you upside the head because you were screwing off or, you know, your sergeant or whoever it happens to be. You're insulated by the internet from all that stuff. And now, you know, we have a generation of keyboard warriors who puts out a lot of good information. And I don't diss.
There's also a lot of disinformation that gets passed around.
That's your double-edged sword, is things that, you know.
I cannot tell you how many times I've seen this picture with words on it, where it's the picture of Lincoln and Kennedy, and it says, both of these men tried to kill the Federal Reserve. What else do they have in common?
All right, what about the Jill Stein first woman presidential candidate?
She wasn't even the first female presidential candidate from her party.
Yeah, but I've seen three of those this week, three different ones. Yeah.
I saw one of those, and then I've seen a bunch of pictures of Woodhull, the lady that got the nomination in, I think it was 1872.
Right.
Frederick Douglass was her running mate. Neither one of them even had the right to vote.
Yeah. But both ran.
Yeah. But both ran, and there's some people saying, well, that wasn't an actual thing because nobody actually voted for them. Well, they still campaigned.
Here's where the show meets Idiocracy, and, you know, do we the thing that wasn't covered in Idiocracy was, all right, what if the world just starts learning through internet memes, and that's how we face our demise?
It really is coming to that. But you know what? I am happier to be alive now. Than when there was only three news stations giving me my information each evening. Now I can pick and choose, and if I don't do my research, you know, I might get called out. This is why I hang out with you two guys.
Well, you'll definitely
hang out with
Daryl,
because Daryl will call me out in a heartbeat. If I was to come into the studio and say that Jill Stein was the first presidential woman candidate ever,
absolutely,
and he would let me have it.
Yeah, I'd be like, she wasn't even the first female presidential candidate from her party, Cynthia McKinney, 2008.
Listen to this guy.
See,
he's got all the facts.
He's a fact checker.
You gotta.
And then there was Lenora Filani of the what was that? The National Alliance back in the 80s.
All I'm saying is a good time to be alive, unless we're all in virtual reality and
we're
just playing a Matrix game right now. And
yeah.
We all wake up. Yeah.
Let's talk about, are we living in virtual reality? Is this the Matrix? Are you Neo? Am I Agent Smith? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, we had a caller earlier in the show asking for reasons to wind up moving to New Hampshire. We gave about three reasons to wind up moving. But did you know there are actually over 150 reasons to move to Keene? You can go to move.freekeene.com to find out those reasons. And one of the reasons that I really like Keene is, like, it's that sort of nice mix between a small town and a city.
You bet.
To where it's, you know, not too big, not too small. I wish there was a little bit more culture here, but overall, you know, like, it's a pretty good place.
We wanted to be close to a town like Keene. We wanted to have the convenience of, you know, a couple different grocery stores, and if you want to go clothes shopping, you got some place to go. There's a Home Depot, so on and so on. But we didn't want to live in town, and that's the beauty of this area, is you can drive 20 minutes and you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and let us in Keene take care of your property tax.
Exactly.
You guys have, and having all the amenities
down here.
Ugh. And if you like pizza, there's about 9 places that you can get one that aren't a grocery store.
True.
Yeah, I did the count a couple days ago and came up with 8, and then somebody reminded me a couple days ago about another one that's just a little bit, you know, it's not in downtown. It's, you know, just a couple minutes outside of downtown, but still in Keene. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's that place.
Yeah,
and then in, you know, the neighboring town, there's this place, and the town to the south there. So, yeah, if you like pizza, dozens of places to get pizza. I don't know if that's one of the 150 reasons to move to Keene or not.
But I've heard a lot of people complain about the pizza around here, and I think it's a complaint towards New Hampshire in general. It's like, I can't get real New York-style pizza up here, or I can't get good Chicago-style to me, hey, that's a business opportunity.
Yes.
If you want to come up here and do great pizza, obviously there's a market because these places are all in business and they stay in business.
Yeah, so if you are a pizza-making person and you can make good Chicago-style pizza or good New York-style pizza or both, move up here. Yes, there's a dozen places people can buy pizza, but there's nowhere that they would be able to get your Chicago or New York-style pizza. So business opportunity for an entrepreneur. Or maybe that already exists in an alternate reality. Conan.
Oh, are we talking about this? We're not going to talk about more college?
Well, you're the one that kept every chance you got mentioning alternate reality.
We could talk about alternate reality, not alternate, virtual. Actually, I guess it is alternate if it's, you know, alternate to this one. But no, Elon Musk. You know that guy,
I don't know him personally, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's kind of science-y. So he was on...
He's the guy that shoots the things into space that doesn't exist and lands them back on platforms.
Yes, very interesting video, and he's doing what NASA does.
Only better.
Well, they say he's doing it better, and it's his project. I don't know a whole lot about it. I see it. The video, I'm sure that it's actually happening, but the video looks so weird because you have a rocket coming backwards. You know what I'm talking about, Chris? It just seems out of place.
Right.
It seems like it's not logical. Are illogical.
So you're thinking that the video is doctored and there are no rockets?
No, I think it's real. I just have serious problem with NASA. I think they doctor a lot of things.
Right, but Elon Musk is not NASA.
But he's a rich guy.
And he does a lot of work with the federal government.
Yeah, he does a lot.
He benefits a lot
by the federal
government.
And he's always looking for the contracts.
True.
So I don't know. I don't know about this guy. I do know that he came up with a very interesting statement.
All right.
I believe it was this week. 2nd of June is when this article came out. This is independent.co.uk. Elon Musk, the chance we are not living in a computer simulation is 1 in billions.
Hold on. The chance that we're not. Not the chances that we are, but the chances that we are not living in a computer simulation.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm with you.
So he's saying that all of this life that currently exists is just figments of our imagination because it's all part of a computer. Like, we're all part of somebody playing The Sims.
His argument is that we're so close to it right now that it's plausible that it's already happening.
Right.
I mean, how many more years until we have a virtual reality that is indistinguishable from what we're experiencing right now? We're close to it. But even if it's 1,000 years, like you mentioned, we're still so close that it's plausible that we could already be in it. And that would explain a lot of things, like how hokey everything is. Why is everything so screwed up?
Tell me again why we got Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you saying that Trump is a glitch in the Matrix?
He might be a glitch, or he might actually be another human being strapped in with us. We might all be real, and it might just be my Matrix, and you might all be fake. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, you're the one proposing the theory here.
I'm not. Elon is. I think it's interesting. I think it's great.
So do you believe it or not?
No, I'm not going to go there. I think it's interesting. I think it's something that needs to be looked into. I theorized, and talked about at, while we eat pizza here in New Hampshire. I think it's a great conversation.
All right, so I will say that I think the discussion of the Earth is flat is interesting. I don't believe it, but I love hearing crazy people try to explain how the Earth is flat without ever explaining time zones and, you know, sunsets. I think it's interesting, but I don't believe it.
Right.
I think it's interesting. I'm not going to say whether I believe it or not.
I as well think that the flat Earth theory is interesting. I think it blows the mind. I think it boggles the mind. And it's neat to watch these YouTube on YouTube University documentaries on why they think that it is.
But
it's also interesting to hear Elon's just come out and say, hey, yeah, 1 in billions.
Do you believe what Elon is saying? Because I think he's absolutely full of it. I think the chances that we are living in a computer simulation is 1 in billions.
I think to throw it out the window and not accept it and not think about it is the wrong answer. I think that once you do that, you become locked in your own little bubble, and that's a bad thing, because we need to remain, all of us need to remain open-minded and think that, because there's always a better idea. There's always a better way to do things. There's always another way.
I want to see some proof other than just, it could happen.
Well, I'm personally, okay, here's my take on this. I think we try to put, explain things in terms that of things that we're aware of. And we're aware of reality, number one.
Yes.
And we're aware of artificial reality, and we're aware of game and game theory and things like that. But I think the premise that, I've done a lot of reading. I'm not a master of this stuff at all, but the reading of how consciousness interacts with quantum mechanics and theories that, you know, if you just look at the fact that matter cannot be destroyed and what happens to the electrical force in us when we go, a lot of physics comes around to, modern physics comes around to this idea that the entire universe is basically consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and that permeates everything. So it's not to me far-fetched at all to think that there is a power that covers the universe that may guide, may make decisions, or may cause life to occur that we're not aware of. I think Mr. Musk is, again, trying to put things into terms that we can understand. It's almost like he's trying to explain the flood to us
if you actually watched the interview, it was very hard to understand what he was getting at, because he was back and forth and using... I don't know that it was the easiest to understand.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that he thinks about and seems to have a lot of conversation concerning. And I'm thinking that he's an open-minded individual, and he's just staying open to the idea.
Sure.
Which in my book is the most important thing one can do, is to stay open to ideas.
Open to the idea and saying the chances that this is not true are one in billions are two completely different things.
I don't know where he came up with that number.
I think
he was just throwing something out there. The way
doesn't seem to me that he is open to the idea. It seems to me he is stating something as almost fact.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we might have time for you and your thoughts if you call in now, and we will go to the phones. We have James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Do we have James?
Don't hang up on him yet. James.
He's not there. All right.
So Elon Musk has said that there is only a 1 in billions chance that we're not living in a computer simulation. Our lives are almost certainly being conducted within an artificial world powered by AI and highly powered computers like in The Matrix, the Tesla, and the SpaceX CEO suggested at a tech conference in California. Mr. Musk, who has donated huge amounts of money to research into the dangers of artificial intelligence, said that he hopes his prediction is true because otherwise it would mean the world will end.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. The strongest argument for us probably being in a simulation, I think, quote, is the following. He said at the code conference, 40 years ago we had Pong, which I grew up with, two rectangles and a dot. That's where we were. Now, 40 years later, we have photorealistic 3D simulations with millions of people playing simultaneously, and it's getting better every year. And soon we'll have virtual reality. After that, we'll have augmented reality. If you assume...
I think right now we have augmented, and yeah, then we'll go to virtual.
Yeah, I think augmented is going to get much better, and it's going to become more useful. That's
but we already kind of have that with like the Google Cardboard, the...
That's VR, but Google,
no,
Google
that's not,
Glass
they
was
call
augmented.
It, no, they call the Google Cardboard virtual reality, but you're watching videos that somebody shot in 360.
Right.
And then you can move around. That's you're
right,
augmenting the reality.
No, that's, yeah, well, okay, no, you're looking at something else in 360. Augmented reality, to me, is when I'm looking at you and I see call-outs for various things that are in here. Like I see your microphone, you say, this is available on Amazon. Click here with your finger to purchase.
I thought augmented reality is when they actually added other effects, such as touch, sensation, and
no,
feeling, smells.
No, those are all virtual. Those are things that are being created for you to gain some experience by. Augmented is adding more to your reality.
And And the virtual reality, and again, what this Google Cardboard thing, it's not virtual because you're not creating everything while you're wearing this headset. Like, the things have already been created, and you're seeing what has already been created.
Correct, by another human. So it's a human creation that you are getting a chance to...
My understanding, and I'm not a virtual reality expert, but my understanding is that virtual reality would be something sort of like the holodeck of Star Trek, to where they then wind up creating everything that exists in that world while they're there.
Right, and they can interact with it, which is the most important concept, I believe. It's not like you're just watching a movie. It's actually something that you're interacting with, and it is responding to your interactions.
Right, and putting on Google Cardboard, you're not interacting with the video that is there.
Not yet.
No. And I always think back to Bill Gates.
But you can put your finger up there and control things with a button. So you are kind of interacting with it, but mostly you're just watching something.
Yeah, I keep thinking back to Bill Gates' horrible book after he did Windows 95. But one of the things he talked about was how easy it would be to simulate touch, and you could tell Bill was definitely dancing around the idea of virtual sex. And his premise was this. Basically, if you could build a bodysuit that had actuators in it to press in certain places, the resolution for a full body bodysuit to allow you to feel artificial feeling, touches and things like that, is a much lower resolution than that of a modern computer monitor. You know what I mean? There's more pixels on a screen today than there are touch points to allow you to feel like you're being caressed by
So why do these suits not exist?
I don't know. Politically correct.
Because we're not
political correctness.
Because we're not rich enough, Daryl.
Give the Japanese a month and a half, and they'll develop this.
No, they've skipped all that. They don't want to be in a bodysuit themselves. They want to create a bodysuit that walks around and does things for them. They're the robot people. They're going to do it.
Well, there's that too. I think we're
already in a suit that feels things. I just want a robot to do things for me.
Japanese researchers did create some kind of glove that allows you to learn how to give breast exams on a virtual boob.
That sounds about right.
That's a start.
Going on, we just talked about where it's going. If you assume any rate of improvement at all, then the games will become indistinguishable from reality. Just indistinguishable. He said that even if the speed of those advancements drops by 1,000, we would still be moving forward at an intense speed relative to the age of life, since that would lead to games that would be indistinguishable from reality that could be played anywhere. It would seem to follow that the odds that we're in base reality in 1 in billions, Mr. Musk said.
So I just pulled up a definition for augmented reality. And I realize this might not be the best definition since it comes from Wikipedia, but it says augmented reality is a live, direct, or indirect view of a physical real-world environment whose elements are augmented or supplemented by computer-generated sensory input such as sound, video, graphics, or GPS data. It is related to a more general concept called mediated reality, in which a view of reality is modified or possibly even diminished rather than augmented by a computer.
So if unicorns are running around, it's been augmented. Otherwise...
Or it was those mushrooms you had on your pizza. Take your pick.
Well, there's so many pizza shops to choose from. I'm going to have to get on Yelp and rate them. Man. The pizza was great, but the unicorns afterwards, I'm just not having it.
Unicorns, pizza, virtual reality. I think we have covered everything we possibly could tonight.
But here's the question. Can you get unicorn on your pizza?
I think PETA would probably not like that, and they'd probably have a...
I know ThinkGeek.com sells cans of unicorn meat if you ever need some.
Nice.
Musk went on, asked whether he was saying that the answer to the question of whether we are in a simulated computer game was yes. He said the answer is probably. He said that arguably, we should hope that it's true that we live in a simulation. Otherwise, if civilization stopped advancing, then that may be a clue to some calamitous event that stops civilization. He said that either we will make simulations that we can't tell apart from the real world, or civilization will cease to exist.
Did you say civilization or simulation?
Civilization.
Okay, because it sounded like you left out a syllable in there, and I got confused.
Mr. Musk said that he has had so many simulation discussions, it's crazy, and that it could get to the point where every conversation was the AI simulation conversation.
I don't think that's... Well, okay, purely from a horsepower point of view, and is this possible if you go orders of magnitude beyond where we've gone technologically, mm-hmm. which is orders of magnitude in the last century? Yeah, it's not far-fetched, and especially if you look at the fact that, you know, there's a lot of different views of what the universe really looks like, and there's multiverses, and there's sort of bubbles that maybe these may be finite and different realities may be able to exist, and maybe some of those are completely artificial. Who knows?
What if every universe existed inside one of the bubbles on bubble wrap, and whenever you popped the bubble wrap, you killed an entire universe?
Well, I think because you've just stated that, and if the universes are infinite, and that means all possibilities are infinite, you just created the way to destroy universes. So our listeners right now are committing genocide by grabbing the bubble wrap and wiping out billions and trillions of civilizations.
Yeah, if it's whole universes, I don't think genocide is a big enough word. But now we know where Daryl comes from.
We're going to call it parricide.
So we're all from our own universes, and we're all interacting on this social experiment, this simulation. So we're all from different universes. And, of course, that's his. You can have your bubble wrap universe. I'm from something else.
Book plug. It's called The Fold. I don't know the author, but it does a really interesting take on multiverses and the effects of traveling through them.
And the hardest job in the world is working at the bubble wrap factory and not popping any of the bubbles. Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, we are always online at freetalklive.com. It's been Daryl, Chris, and Conan with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.